Okay, good evening. Mem Dalad on the base now, turning over the page. I believe we are ready to move on into the last shtickle of Gemara here. Elo Odom, a Odom Kasha. Okay, so it's, we're saying that we've got, remember we had the steer between the two brises. Yeah, the steer between the two brises. One brise allowed one to fix up the sukkah by putting an animal, kelim, human being there. Other one said, no, you can't. So we've answered up the stira regarding behemoth on behemoth by saying, the one's talking about the third wall, and one's talking about the fourth wall. That's it. If it's the third wall, then problematic. If it's the fourth wall, then it's alright. Yeah? So the Gemara says, "Elo Odom, a Odom Kasha." However, we still got a problem regarding Odom. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi explains why. "Elo Odom, a Odom Kasha." The Bishlom on Mito, a Mito. So we dealt with Behemoth on Behemoth. That we dealt with. That we said. What about Mito on Mito? How is that answered? That's not a problem either. Ikala Tarutza. That we can answer. Kedikol Marat. Like you've said, same answer. The Hod the Tony v'Yizkov is a Mito. The one which says, yeah, just put the bed there. But the open Revi's comment is talking about the fourth wall. So that's why it's mutter, it's only a fourth wall. The whole katani bo, because it fits very nicely with the price, because it does say by it, shelo tipo chamal ames. Why are you putting the bed there with the sheet? It's in order to protect the mace from the sun. Yeah, the oichlin and all the food. Yeah. The oichlin and all to protect the food. So almost you see, lav la'achshuri sukkah osi. We're talking about you're not doing it to be machshir the sukkah. The sukkah's kosher anyway, so it's only forming a fourth wall. What are you doing it for? You're doing it to protect the food or the mace. Elo odom, when it comes to odom, hokotoni, surely it does teach kedeshi yechal v'yishtev yoshen. See in the other brides, by the way, when it says you can't put the bed there, it didn't say in order to protect any food or anything like that. Interesting, it does mention a sheet there, but still, nonetheless, we could say, okay, that's making the third wall. But over here, Odom a Odom, and Odom a Katoni, but it does say explicitly, Kedei Sheyochal V'Yishte V'Yoshen. The Brice which allows it says, you're doing it in order to be able to eat, drink, and sleep. Almost we see, L'meifak Pei Chovas Sukkah Ukmei Hosam. It must be that you're putting the human being there in order to be Yotze the Chiyuv of Sukkah, not to create a fourth wall. The Gimel Devarim Alolu, Hein Mitzvah Sukkah, because these three things, eating, drinking, and sleeping, these are the mitzvahs of Sukkah. Almost, you see, Dofen Shilishi Avi Chaseiro. So you see, we're talking about a case where it's missing the third wall. The Dofen Revius, if it was the fourth wall, Le'av Mifsel Abba. It wouldn't be possible without it. Kedor Minon, as we said. Without the fourth wall, it's kosher. The other got the obit oil, sorry, and therefore, even if you are making an oil with it, most of an oil, whatever you want to call it, it should be permitted. So, what is going on? So, to that, the Gemara answers: Odom a Odom nami lo kasha. Odom on Odom is also not a kasha. Kan lo das, kan shelo midas. The one which allows it is where the people don't realize they're forming the mechitza. The one which forbids it is where the people realize they are making the mechitza. Yeah? That's the difference between the two. Here we go on, 1 second. So in other words, within that second brisa, we're splitting up. That's why it's split into two different cases. It fits very nicely. In the brisa which pervades everything, puts it all together. Odom, behemoth, kelim, mitzah, everything's put together. You can't do it. Why? Because you're creating an ayel lechatzchila on Yom Tov. So that's why it's no good, because we're talking about the third wall. The second brisa, however, which permits, it splits into two cases. by the Odom it says you're allowed to do it. Kedesh Yechav Yishtav Yoshek. We're talking about a third rule. When is it permitted? When? Shalalodas. And then it says separate case. Mitzah. Why is that permitted? The answer is over there. We're talking about if the mitzah is not for the third rule. You're doing it in order to protect the food or the mace, exactly. In other words, it's only for a fourth wall. Inside the sukkah, it's not doing anything. So it's two separate heterim. Yeah, clear? Let's just see Rashi before I say. I don't have to see Rashi yet. Lemaisa. It's interesting, the Gemara asked, Stira, Ozum and Ozum, yeah? Because by Ozum, you can't answer, this is talking about the third rule, this is talking about the fourth rule. No, I tell you that. No. Sorry, scrap what I was about to say. Fine. So that's the text. The first Braisa is talking about all cases, they're talking about the third rule. And therefore, all of them are Ozum. Either Ozum, no matter case, where it's Ozum Lodas. Ozum Lodas. Mashekin, the other braisa, is talking about two cases, either Odom Shalom Ladas, and that will be Kadesh Yechav Yishtav Yoshek, the third rule, or a bed, it's obviously Ladas, whatever it is, but the bed, where it's not a third rule, it's a fourth rule, it's just there, primarily for the Eichlin and things like that, or the mace. And therefore, you're just adding a fourth rule, it's not a problem. Fine? Ask the Gemara, but the Hod Rabbi Nechemiah, Bered Rabbi Chaniloi, Ladas Havo. But surely the case of Rabbi Nechemiah, Bered Rabbi Chaniloi, that was Ladas. What's going on? There was Ladas. We assume at least it was. So to that we say, no, it wasn't. Shalom Ladas Havo. The people didn't know they were forming a Mechitza. The Gemara says, really? But what about Rav Chista? He was the one organizing it, he knew what was going on. Rav Chista mi Ladas Havo, he was definitely doing it Ladas. To which the Gemara answers, Rav Chista Shalom in Aminyan Havo. Rav Chista wasn't one of the ones making up the Mechitza. He was just orchestrating, asking people, please come here, etc. But he didn't actually join in the Mechitza itself. And therefore, there's no problem. As long as all the links in the Mechitza itself, no one there knows what's going on at the time of the making of the Mechitza, it is Mutter. Correct? The Gemara has talked about Rav Chista, it's talked about the people making the Mechitza. What about Nechemiah himself? He what? It's being made for him. Is he allowed to know about it, or he's not allowed to know about it? What? Rav Belsky knew about it, yeah.
Surely, if he didn't know about it, he wouldn't walk because he realizes that's a trope. So unless somebody said you've got a basis of doing it, which we'd only be aware
of. So we suggested yesterday, regarding that question, we could say he didn't know about it b'shas the making of the Mechitza. Remember the Ritzvah, we've already made mention of it, the Ritzvah says the issue is they can't know about it, and this is where it's passing in the Shulchan Aruch Shin Samach Beis Ritzvah, that they can't know about it b'shas the making of the Mechitza. Once the Mechitza is in place, right, and you start carrying there, or the guy starts walking away, and they say, hey, what's going on? We're being used as a mechitza. We say, stay where you are, it's fine. That's all right. They just can't know about it, which is making the mechitza. There's not going to speak about possible swaras in that, but if that's the case, so then the same thing with Nechemiah, we can say as well. Well, maybe not. Maybe for Nechemiah, he can know about it. But Chista can know about it. Nechemiah, it's the people who are making it, they're the ones forming the mechitza, they're the ones who can't know about it. Whatever reason we're talking about. Oh well, let's take a look at Rashi. let's see how we go. So we've got to understand what difference whether people know or they don't know, one thing to think about. Number two, clearly the people in the Mechitza itself can't know about it. Okay, we know the Ritzva now. But is that Ritzva unanimous? Something else to think about. Is there any room to be chodik on the Ritzva? He may himself, maybe there's a rider there, but there's Ritzva which allows afterwards. But a third thing to think about is who mustn't know about it. Is there for the people in the Mechitza that we know? What about the person for whom it's being made? The Gemara doesn't speak about that. A third thing to ponder. Let's take a look at Rashi. No, so that's what I said. If you go with the Ritzvah, it's not a problem. He only knew about it afterwards. No, he doesn't say that. I don't know. It depends on what the Ritzvah shit is regarding this question as well. It's very possible that Ritzvah anyway holds like this. Like the Rashba who says it doesn't matter if he knows. Yeah. Okay. Let's take a look at Rashi. Lodas says Rashi. Lodas. Shel oimechom. The person who's standing there, yodea, he knows. Shel hashem mechitza ha'emiduhu shom. They put him there as for a mechitza. Also, that's forbidden. Shel oy lodas. Whereas the second writer, the Shalom Adas, they didn't know that. Mutter, therefore, it's Mutter. The Mishamatiyas Oyeleka. There's no problem of Oyeleka Lamemo. You can't say there's any problem of making an oil. The Ein Derech Binyan Bekach, because this is not the Derech of Binyan. Aval Kli, when you're putting a Kli there, Derech Binyan Bekachu, that is the normal way of building. Hilkoch, therefore, Dofen Shadish is also. The third wall is also. Now, how do you understand that? Does that mean to say that the reason why it's Motzah Shalei Lodas is because it's not the Derech Binyan Bekach? Or, option two, Shalei Lodas is Motzah. For some reason, it's different to Lodas. As for Asiyas Oyel, that's never going to be a problem because it's not the Derech Binyan Bekach. Is Rashi giving a reason there as to why Shalei Lodas is Mutter? That's the whole Yesod of Shalei Lodas, is because it's not Derech Binyan. Or is he saying, no, to make a Mechitza with people, that's not Derech Binyan. It's not Derech Binyan. The whole issue with using people is a different issue anyway, which Rashi is not telling us what it is. And that's going to be dependent on whether it's Lodas or Shalom Lodas. Well, again, he says Shalom Lodas Mutter. I could say Mutter. Well, for example, the Rashba says the reason why Lodas is also is because it causes a zilzal and chance. I could in theory read Rashi, and before we saw this Rashba yesterday, I would have read Rashi until I read it till now, as Rashi is giving a reason. But now as I'm reading Rashi, I'm wondering whether I could say differently in Rashi, theoretically, that Shalom Adas is Mutter. Why? Because there's no Zilzan in Shabbos. Aye, what about, there's an Issa Boina, Issa making an Oya. Says, that would never be a problem. Why Derech Binyan? Because it's not the Derech Binyan. Realize this is problem with Zilzan and Shabbos, nothing to do with Bainas.
It's
saying there, yeah?
Yes, it doesn't matter
if it's. Oh, so you're saying the second way?
I'm just saying the two ways.
Again, I read it, until now, I read it. This is the reason, and Rashi is that's what I was building on yesterday when we were during Shir, that maybe there's a difference between Rashi and the Rashba, and then it filters through to other things. But like Mr. Israel saying, logic, I think that was the problem people were having yesterday. There's something I can't remember who, like maybe it was you who was asking if it's to do with Ein Derech Binyan, what's it got to do squid. He knows, he doesn't know. It's not deaf, you have to use people, that I can hear. Kli is, people is not. Then build with people. Which maybe the way to read Rashi is different. Interesting, Rashi doesn't tell you what the difference between Odas and Shredas. It doesn't bother, right? Just says, also Shredas Mutzel. I, how can it be mutter? What about Boina or Oyel, whatever it is? Oh, Rashi says that's not never, Lekan Amin, that's never good. You can never say that's a problem. I would have thought so as well. I would have thought so as well. So, what does Rashi mean in Derech Binyan Mekach? So then, I hear, but I hear that. But the problem is then we've come full circle. So why doesn't Rashi tell us what is the chiddush between Ladas and Shelo Ladas? But Ichra Chosam El HaSefer, he's busy telling us what there's not a problem with. But what is the reason why Shelo Ladas is also? You haven't told me.
No. She said it's
Fine. You could say that. That's the two options that I just gave. You could say that, but then Ho'ekach Chosam and HaSefer, Rashi hasn't told us why Lodas, that's what I meant to say, Lodas is awesome. Well, why does that make it... And when you're building with a Kli? You don't normally like that, Mr. Israel, saying the whole thing of building with people is abnormal. So there's no real norm there. Surely there's no real norm. You're taking a normality out of an abnormal.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I would say that that's what you could say.
I think if we're going to read it the first way, I think the vort is Derech Binyan, by definition, is. It'll taka be a big yesod if this is taka correct. Boina, because I'm trying to think, we have this yesod does come elsewhere. Normally speaking, if you do a malach on Shabbos without realizing it, fine, you can come into dovah she'imis kavein and space psik ration, all these sort of things. So it could be a patur out that there are. I can't think offhand what I'm just trying to think through where you have this. But there is, even if it's not to do with this, it could be a similar sort of idea. You will find occasionally a melacha where, without kavana, it's not just you've done the melacha without machshava. The machshava is an integral part of the melacha. Boina by definition, if you think about it, boina by definition. Imagine a person is building a wall. You can't build without machshava. The whole point of boina is it's with a plan. There's a That's the moshel of the guy who finds the watch in the desert. He says, you find a watch there, you find one of these Swiss made watches, which I was reading how many 2,000 parts they got in some of these super expensive ones. That testifies there was somebody who made the watch. If you got a watch with such complexity, that's not the result of just 2,000 pieces with these tiny, tiny little cogs and everything just falling into place and wow. No, there's clearly a designer here, somebody, an intelligent designer who put this together. That's the classic moshel they give as proof that there is a creator. Look at this world around us. Boina by definition. Boina v'amayim av Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built, kiviyochel, We did, right? When you look at the world, you can't have a binyan without such a complex binyan, but even a simple binyan, it's not going to happen. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, when it talks about coins falling, if you find coins in a tower shape, it doesn't drop like that. These things don't happen. Yeah? So Bina, by definition, it's not Derech Binyan when there's no Machshava. Ah, you'd ask me, so what Kelim and things like that? Think about it. Who's making, when you build with a Kelim, build with Kelim, you build with wood, stone, who's the builder? Who's doing the Malacha? Whoever builds it, right? Who's the builders over here? Who is the builder or the builders? Rav Chista or the other people? No, Rav Chista's not. He's not the ones who are picking up the people and putting them in place. That's not a builder. They're the ones who are doing the malacha. If anyone would be chayiv, who's going to be chayiv? Him or them? Of course them. He may be machshel there. He's still not doing any malacha. But what, with dibur? With instruction? You're not chayiv for dibur. Mechame is the closest we get. There's no such thing. He's a bali bechir. Of course he's not chayiv. Again, he could be chayiv. You could call him, he's machshel the rabbim. And whatever you want to title it, but the people who are doing the malacha, of course they're doing the malacha. They are the ones who are doing the malacha. So if they're building without machshava, without even realizing what they're doing, that is ain derech binyan b'kach. It's true, you can end up with a binyan over here because there's a designer here. And that's why it's possible to end up with an organized structure. But the people who are doing the maisa, the people who are doing the pu'ula, for them to be doing an act of bina without any machshava, without any das, that's what I'm doing, ain't derech binyan b'kach. If this is true, by the way, if this is true, if it's taka true, they're more than the bricks. They are the builders. They're more than the bricks. They are the builders. That's what I'm saying. He may be instructing them, in which case he's machshel them. He'll be machshel, but he's not the one who's doing the malacha. And other not. If you were to pick them up and put, so what? That's not a pu'ula of bina. Binyan means putting things in position. That's bina. If we're correct, I don't know where else. Where could you? It's definitely something to think about. If that's Peshat, I'm going to, something I think we need to, because potentially you've got a massive Yesoda, you realise? When you're walking in the street, and you make a light go on, right? The Shaila there, yes, no, you know, Pesik Ration, all of that. If it was Pesik Ration, that may be different. No, even Pesik Ration. Are we doing that Malacha D'Rabbanan or Malacha D'Oraisa? According to the Chazon Ish, it's Poina. It's a malacha d'oraisa. The ain derech binyan b'kach, says Rashi. Who's doing the bina here? You, when you walk past, you're doing the bina. If anyone's going to be chayav for bina, it's you. I didn't have a clue I'm doing any bina. How can you have bina without any das? Potentially, we've got, if, I really am going with the Chazon Ish, but if you're going with the Chazon Ish, the only malacha you're dealing with LED lights today, so in which case the only potential d'oraisa you're dealing with is bina. There's no mavi or anything like that. What? So today everything's LED. No one's going to waste money on. You don't have mavi, otherwise mavi, I can't talk about mavi. I'm talking about bina. Bina is the one malacha we're talking about here. If this Rashi, if you take Rashi at face value, that ain't there, where you don't have das, you've got no clue what's going on, ain't there a binyan b'kach? After they calculate, it makes it mutter, right? You have to work out whether here's, for other reasons, different. I don't see why should it be any different when you're walking past something and something happens anyway. I is psik ratio. I realize, but you have to come on. The thing is that this. These heterim sometimes is Rapazah's got a heter. Based on the, to be honest with you, it is a little bit similar to the Rashba anyway. The Rashba just says it as like a Klodius the Kazakh, that where a malacha is happening, it's so disconnected to you, Yeah, so it's disconnected to you. No, he's not talking about this. It's a general, you say that the Rashba means applied Shultai Gibborim. So that's what Rav Padva goes with. It's based on the Rashba. Now I'm just minding my own business. I'm walking in the street. Even if I know it's going to happen, so what? It's more than Psikra Shudar Anichal. Psikra Shudar Anichal Nunu, it makes it. Without the Oruch, it's an Issa Darabon. This is even less. That's what you're relying upon, by the way, we're getting into this Shul on Shabbos. The cameras. But again, the same thing, I'm not interested in the Chlal. So Reb Nissim takes on the same thing with the cameras. Not everyone agrees with that, but that is. Reb Nissim says that, like you said, I'm just coming into the Shul. Even though I know I'm going to be on camera, it's not shy, I don't know. I'm not interested. It makes there's no reason for me to have any interest whatsoever. If Taka, I know they're only going to let me in if they see who I am, heightened security, ooh, that's different. I told you, Rav Moshe Strabach, years ago, had such a Shabbos Van August on this. In South Africa, because of security risk, the only way to get into somebody's house was you had to go to the door, they saw on the camera you are, otherwise they wouldn't open the door to you. So there, Enochanami, he wrote to the Bessel HaChochmo, and the Bessel HaChochmo was matir based on the fact he says that's not kosher at all, because there's nothing on the screen. Who's the Bessel? It was, Bessel Stub. In Australia. The most stubborn, obviously in Johannesburg at the time. But as I said, this is a din in Binyan, in Boina, something to think about whether that would be a heter. I don't know how, if we're right, how far we could stretch that with when it comes to all these shadows of electricity. Huh? As I said, when people don't even realise that it's
This is only
by the way if you're going with the Chazanish, right? If you don't go with the Chazanish anyway, it's not you don't have Boina to stop. It's something else. For other melachos, we don't have any really right to do it with it. Problem is, you want it, but therefore you want it. And how does it work? It works by measuring movement, no?
Somehow.
I thought it's not every time you move your arm, that's your...
It might be, I don't know.
I do remember reading how these things work.
It's not mechanical, it's definitely electronic. There's a little lights on the inside.
If you move your arm like that, even without walking, does it register a movement? I think that's the way they work. If I remember correctly, I read once how these work. I think they measure your arm movement. As people walk, you're going like this, so it's that's what they're measuring. If you can be standing stationary and just go like this, if that's the same way, it's something like that. There are, whatever it is, I know it's something that you can trick it. You can trick it into thinking you're taking more steps than you're...
Yeah, there
you go. It's the arm movement. It's measuring arm movement. All I'm talking about is the Boina aspect of it. The Boina aspect of it is something to think about. Just that one has to think through all the different cases of Nogea to the Chazanish. If we're right in Pshat and Rashi here, right? I suppose that's got nothing. Where he says, if he's talking about Dein Derech Binyan Mekach, again, to remind you, we've got two options how to learn this. I also think it reads easier to say that the Pshat is in Derech Binyan Mekach is because it's Shloda Das. Because then he hasn't missed out anything. Alright, fine. In which case it will be different to the other Rishonim. Okay, that's not a problem. Fine. could have other rav, it could have other nafkaminas, but fine. I'll tell you something else as well. That's the way I answered the Ritva till now. The Ritva who says that as long as they don't know when you're making the mechitza, that's all that matters, even though they realize afterwards. Now, if it's because of Zilzan and Shabbos or something like that, then what difference do they know now or they know after I've made it? It's the same, surely it's the same Zilzan and Shabbos. Well, this is one of the things I said yesterday. The Shaila I asked you beforehand, who can't know about it? They Zichr can't know about it. What about me? Yeah, it's not for me. I'm talking about, when I say me, the guy who it's being made for. The truth of the doubt comes to Rebelski. It's Mefurusha Halach and Shulchan Aruch. What's Rashi Shetter? Before Rebelski, what's Rashi Shetter? Do you think Rashi holds that Nehemiah can know about it or he can't know about it?
No, he can't.
You think the Chemia can't know about it?
No.
Who? Who what? But let's just do those last Rashis. Shalelo das Havo. So we asked, but surely in the case of Rav Chista, we think at least it was Shalei Radas. Lo Yodu Anol Shema Amar Kibsum Shom. The people didn't know why, for what purpose they're being gathered together there. So he said, yes, they did. That was the answer. Initially, we thought they did know. We said, no, they didn't realize. They didn't know why they're being gathered together there. So he said, but Rav Chista Mia, but Rav Chista surely, Shalosa Mechitza, he made the Mechitza, Menik Ba'ashon Be'echome, and we assumed that he was one of the people who was fixing the mechitza. Remember, they were quite desperate for people. They didn't have enough people to get him all the way to the tzchum. Surely he was one of the people. Vayoda, surely he knew. So to that we say, no, shalom el aminyan havo. Of course he knew, but he wasn't one of the people included in the mechitza. Lo nikba ba'osei ha-mechitza. He wasn't fixed. You notice the Lashon Rashi, by the way? Ba'osei ha-mechitza. He's not an osei ha-mechitza. Who's making the mechitza? The people themselves. So it fits very nicely. If they don't know, they're not. That's not derech binyan, but they're the ones who are making the mechitza for sure. If they're doing any yisur, he'll be guilty of being mashal then, but nothing more. I'll tell you, Rashi doesn't say. Again, I don't know if you could prove it from this, but Rashi said, for example, in the beginning, lo das sheha oimid sham yodea. The guy who's standing there knows that he's doing it for a mechitza. That's what's awesome. Not once does he mention anything about Nehemiah. Again, you could say, because that's not the chiluk here. The chiluk is ladas and shalom ladas. But the truth is, I don't know if you can prove anything from those first two Rashis. Because it's like this. The Rashba says, he can know about it. Nehemiah can know. Yeah? The Rambam says, no, he can't. Right? If you look at the Rambam, I've answered that already. I've answered that. Because he found out afterwards. At the time, he was still fatigued in his learning. He didn't know what was going on. Yeah. No, when he walks in, already by that time, the mechitza is in place. It's not a problem anymore. If you go with Rashi, that's, as I said, that's the way I understood the Ritva until now. I understood the Pshat in the Ritva is because the Isser is the making of the mechitza. If that's Shalei Radas, people who are making the mechitza don't know about it. No, we're finished. Doesn't matter about him. That's why I talk about it shouldn't, according to that, it makes sense that he doesn't make a difference if he knows. They're the ones who are making the mechitza.
And after that,
according to the Ritva, yes. As I said to you, these different reasons we're given for it, that's why I was saying yesterday, and I was saying, I'm not sure whether it's going to be dependent on all of it. It's sort of cheshvan that, we end up with a little bit of a problem on it. First, just getting different shifts, trying to align them, and then we'll see if anything fits in. As I said, the Ritva on its own, that's the way I understood the Ritva before I'd seen the Rashba, is that if the issue, Lodash and Lodash, is Derech Binyan or in Derech Binyan, that makes sense, Bishas, you're making the Mechitza, afterwards, who cares? The Malach has been done, but it's not a Malach because they didn't know about it, in Derech Binyan, Mechitza, so afterwards, who cares? Logically, if you go with that, I would have answered the question about can Nehemiah know? Why can't Nehemiah know? He's not the one who's making the Mechitza. So Abida said, yes, 100%. Let Nehemiah know. Who cares? They can know afterwards. But everything makes sense. If you go with the Ritzvah. Yeah, the Ritzvah together with the Rashi. Together with Rashi. However, I would have said, if you go with Zilzal reason, then maybe, and that's the Rashba. The Rashba is the one who brings it. It's not in Chiddush, I have to check. The Mishpura brings it. But if you go with that, then I would have said, well, maybe not so far. Why? Because if you're coming out Zilzal, then maybe, it depends what the Zilzal is, maybe even afterwards, maybe there's a problem with Zilzal, I don't know. Maybe the Zilzal is shy to the person himself as well. Yeah, anyone else? Well, the person who's organising it, maybe not, because he's not benefiting in any way. He's not making the mechitza and he's not getting any benefit from it. So maybe that's why he can know. I tell you what the slight complication is of this. The Rambam is the one who says that he can't know about it, right? The Rambam is in...
the beneficiary.
Correct. He says in Perek Tes Zion, I think. No, where does he say it? Yeah, Perek Tes Zion Hadlocha Chaf Gimel. So he says, Mutzavat is mechitza shebnei odom Shabbos. You're allowed to make a mechitza with people on Shabbos. Shiyam is there b'tzad there. They should stand side by side each other. Uvevat shelo yedu. Yeah, and as long as they don't know, edu ha'im din, the ones who are standing there. Shebishvil asos on mechitza imidim. He put them there to make a mechitza. Velo yamit oson odom shuroitzel ishtamish b'mechitza zu. The person who wants to make use of this mechitza shouldn't put them there. Somebody else should put them there. He learns that from Rav Chisda. That's the Rambam. Let's read the Rambam. These Gemaras have the Rambam at the back. Yeah. These the Amish one there. Doesn't have any of the Mishnah there. The problem is, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah, Aristotle Talachot Tes Zion. That is what the Achronim points out. There the Rambam says, Tefoni as Sukkah, right? Aristotle Talachot Tes Zion. The walls of the Sukkah, Kesherin, Minakur, you can make it from wherever you want. Shein on the Tzrichin El Mechitza, you just need the Mechitza, Mekomokum, however you get it, who cares what you make it from? Vafinim Ibalichain, you can even make it from with animals, we pass it over here, that's alright. They're tied up, etc. The Oyster Odom is Chavir Dopin B'Yomtuv. You can make your friend into a wall on Yomtuv. Kadeshi Chavir Yishtav Yoshik B'Yish on the Sukkah. In order you can eat, drink, sleep in the Sukkah. The Sukkah Kashero. She Chavir Dopin. No, 1 second. Bushayase Oyster. That's as long as you make it. She Loi Lodas Zeh Shenase Dopin. Without the person who the wall is being made from, as long as he doesn't know about it. Avot Im Osohu Lodas. Also beyond it. It's interesting, is Loshin im asahu ladas. There is a shayla in the Mishnah Berurah, one of the shayla we spoke about yesterday is, if you did it, can you make use of the mechitza now? If you did it, you shouldn't have done it ladas, but you did. Is that, does that have the din of making a mechitza b'meis? If you make a mechitza b'meis, a yid, you're not allowed to make use of it. Nice, he's inclined to say yes, it's also. Here, does that sound, the Rambam says, don't say it's also lodas, he says im osohu lodas. Masha, he's already made it lodas. Also beyond, it's also on yonta. He doesn't say also to make it lodas. The Loshen is, I don't know if you can.
About
it, also to make it, but I'm asking, is it also to use it now? What's the also? Im osohu lodas. A bit late now, tell me it's also. I would have expected to say, Abol Lodas, Abol Lasosa Lodas, or something like that, also be on to. I don't know if you can remember that either. Huh? Yeah, but Mechitza is Meikad in his mutter. We said it's a Knas if it's done by Meis, if you did it by Meis, but Shagi, you're allowed to. It's a Knas. Mechitza is Meikad in his mutter. It's all mechitzas. So what I'm saying to you is, therefore, Rashi, you can't be like anything, those two Rashi, because that's talking about Sukkah. Sukkah, even the Rambam's basket. The only question is, what's the difference between Sukkah? No, not 7 days. The Ritzvah, the Ritzvah in the end, yeah. Yeah. The question is then, what about what's Peshat in these two Rambams? That's the perhaps we'll speak a little bit about tomorrow. Anyone's got any suggestions? As I say, it's a matter of piecing these things together. Are there two different Mahalkim here? Yes, no. Bez Hashem could be something to that Chazan Ish though, I think is well worth. That's something researching, I think, chasing a little bit. Okay. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha and Rosa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezai Kesi Yisrael Rabbi Chalki Barem Tero Mitzvois Shenei Mar Adinei Chavet Tanan Tzidka Yagil Tero Liyadir Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.